Okay. So just have a minute silence, then we're going to do step-by-step meditation. So you notice here, just go back to what we were doing before the break. Just try to make your mind very still. And you can do that. I'm just a soul. You don't need to even think about anything else. Just the thought, I am a soul, makes the mind still. Okay. By being soul conscious, we attract the sanskars of the beginning of the cycle. Because in the golden and silver ages, we were naturally soul conscious. So we attract that level, that type of love, that type of tranquility, that type of easiness and naturalness. And when we are body conscious, we attract the sanskars of the second half of the cycle. And they're much more, probably in number. A lot more things have happened in the second part than in the first part. So, it's like when a sanskar comes from the iron or the copper age, it's like, you know, some rock has been thrown into the pond. And it breaks up the image. It breaks up the reflection. Yeah? So, I want to talk about something now. We're going to talk about yoga. And how do you know if your meditation is actually working and it's not some sort of a flight simulation? You know, this looks like the first thing, you know. It looks like the first picture on the left. It looks like a real flight. Right? But in fact, that guy is sitting inside this cabin, not flying at all. So is your meditation just a sort of a simulation, or is it real? Yeah? So how do you know it's real? How do you know you're meditating properly? Huh? Your character is changing. What else? Huh? You'll feel lightness and almost no thoughts. Yeah, that's good. That's good. What else? You feel happy. No reaction to the external world. Yeah. We've all had that experience, right? Otherwise we wouldn't have persisted. Remember, it's the soul that meditates. Yeah? So if you start thinking about what you're doing and what you have to do, you're not actually meditating. When you're addressing Baba, you're addressing Baba as a soul that's had 84 births, and not, Baba, please help me with this sister who's, you know, creating problems for me. That's not even a conversation. You can't have that sort of a conversation with God. Right? And when I started to think about this, I was several years ago, I was conducting a retreat for fathers. You know, anyone here who is a father? Yeah? Okay. No, not mothers, fathers. Okay. There's quite a few. So there was I don't know if they still have, retreats for kumaris, retreats for mothers, retreats for fathers, like that. So it was a father's retreat. And one brother said, I've been meditating for 11 years, and until now I have not seen the golden red light of Paramdham. And I said to him, but I've never seen it, actually. I don't see things in meditation, I feel. And so a lot of people break their heads to see the light, right? It's much more about feeling than thinking or visualizing. You know, I think some Brahmins have incredibly good imaginations. We used to share experiences after meditation. And then we had to give it up because it was too much imagination. You know, there's one soul sitting in the front, you know, nodding off the whole time in meditation. And, you know, you asked, so what was your experience of meditation? I was going through a garden and Baba came and he gave me a flower. Yeah, well, you were sleeping. So that's number one. I'm the soul. I meditate. I have a connection with God anyway. I don't really need to make an effort to be a soul. I don't need to make an effort to be God's child. I don't need to make an effort to be a peaceful soul. I am already. I'm already free. If you got a piece of that, if you had a piece of foam, right? I don't know how you call it, that you, like people use to float on, right? If you go swimming sometimes, they use these boards of foam that float, yeah? So if you had a piece of that board of foam and you tied it to the bottom of the swimming pool, you would notice that the natural state of that thing is to float, right? But it's being held at the bottom of the pool. So there's some tension there, yeah? So the natural thing is to float, but because of something or the other, there's something preventing it. So in the same way, the soul is light. Already. Yeah? So we have to cut the chain. Baba once said this. You are like birds in a tree. You're calling out to me, Baba saying, to become free. Oh God, free me from these branches. And Baba says, no, you have to let go of the branches. The branches don't hold the birds. The birds hold the branches. Right? So all of the things that we are attached to, we think that they hold us. No. All of the things that I'm attached to, I'm holding. I'm holding. Because I don't believe that I can float, maybe. Yeah? Why people drown, for example. When I was younger, I actually, because there was a beach near my house, I ended the life-saving club. You know, the lifesavers that hang around on the beach to help people who are maybe having difficulty swimming. And actually saved two people once, different opportunities. And you have to be pretty strong, because the people that are sort of drowning, they become absolute panic, right? And you arrive there and they try to use your head to support themselves. So sometimes you have to be very strong, you know, because otherwise you will both drown. But people, if they believe that they float, and we do float because blood is lighter than water, if we didn't struggle we would naturally float. But a person who doesn't believe that can't swim. Funny, we can float but they can't swim because they don't believe that they can swim. They don't believe that they can float. It's the same with the soul. I am light already. I float. I'm less weight than anything. I'm just a tiny point of light. You know, so I just have to be what I am, and that's the beginning. And one of the things that can help us to understand how effective our meditation is how easy it is to become detached. There's a very good book called The Way and the Goal of Raj Yoga by Jagdish Bhai. The Way and the Goal of Raj Yoga. I'll write it down. You can get it here. For me, that was a huge revelation, because before Baba, I used to practice Raj Yoga. But what the world understands as Raj Yoga is not what we teach here exactly. It is, because what the world calls Raj Yoga is from a sage 200 years before Christ called Patanjali. So this book by a brother Jagdish, and they sell it here, exactly explains how what Baba teaches is in fact Raj Yoga. It's very well argued, the book. But for Patanjali there were four steps, and that in fact is the basis of the four stages of meditation that we teach in the course. The first step was called pratyahara, which means to withdraw yourself from the sense organs, or rather just become detached. We don't need to use Sanskrit words. We can just describe what happens. But the first step of meditation is detaching. How easy I can detach from my body, my roles, my circumstances, my story, everything. What's going on around me. Detach from the stories of other souls. Like if someone else is making a mistake, it's not my karma. It's not my karma. Why do I get involved? Why do I have to think, why did so-and-so do this? Why did so-and-so say that like that? It's not my problem, it's their problem. So let me continue to give good wishes and be okay. But I'm detached. So the first stage of meditation, right, is detachment. And the last stage of meditation is transformation. Now, I want to show you something here. To purify gold, you have to heat the gold very hot. Make it very hot. Gold melts at that temperature. 1064 degrees. Pretty hot, huh? If you get to 900 degrees, you don't melt it. It gets hot. But you can't purify unmelted gold. You have to melt it. So in the same way, there are four stages in meditation. You could say four levels of heat, using this analogy. The first stage, coming out of waste thoughts, right? A lot of thinking. 30,000 pieces, like we talked on the first day. Lots of things going on. Then we move into a conversation with Baba about certain things. Yeah? Then one thing starts to stand out. So let's see what happens in this meditation now. So you can see the process here. You're moving out of a stage of many thoughts, right? And a lot of useless thoughts. And you've had a name, and we'll get to that in a minute. You've had a name for your meditation, and there are some things that you'd like to start off a conversation with Baba. It does not mean you have to see the avyakt form of Bab Dada, you know, literally. If you start to converse, the conversation has to be through the subtle regions. Because in the soul world, we don't converse. Right? So how can you have a conversation with Baba? It has to be through the subtle regions. Now whether you see Brahma Baba, Avyak Brahma or not, very few people have that experience. So it's not even useful maybe to imagine that. But the feeling that you're talking with Baba through the subtle medium is very strong. So if you're going to meditate, yoga is a connection with Baba, right? And you start off at a gross level, you move to a subtle level, and then you go to the incorporeal level. There's Baba says, for example, that if you want success, which is siddhi, you have to have the right method, vidhi. So, moving away from waste thoughts, we have some sort of a conversation with Baba, and then in the meditation, one thing starts to stand out, which seems to be very appropriate or pertinent to what's going on with you. And then, you know, you use that one thought, that one idea, which points to some original quality of your own. So, for example, you're thinking about Baba as a friend. And in friendship, what are some topics or ideas that would be there if you really were God's friend and he was your friend? What sort of things would you talk about? What do you talk about with a friend? What's important in friendship? Tell me. Trust? Huh? What's he say? Secrets, yeah. We have secrets with our friend, yeah. What else? So some value is there, right? So if you're a friend of someone, we all say Baba is our friend, but would he say that I'm his friend? Faith, yeah, okay. So there are some things that you could talk about, right? So in the middle of that conversation, it starts to seem to you that the most important thing in friendship is, say, equality. But how can I feel equal to you, Baba? Right? And the feeling comes that, well, I have to be a bit more pure, right? So let me experience my deep original purity. Right? So in the middle of the meditation, something starts to be more important than anything else. And that points the direction to one or the other of my own original qualities. So Shiv Baba takes me to the incorporeal world and gives me an experience of my purity. So where are you in your meditation? Remember I said, all of the four subjects have a progression. So where am I in my meditation? Am I, of course we're stopped here, but let's say waste thoughts is 0 degrees. The conversation about 350 degrees. The concentration on one idea is like 700 degrees. And then the experience of the original quality is the melting of the gold. So how hot is my meditation normally? If I don't melt, I can't purify. Yeah? So maybe, you know, I'm doing a lot of effort, really a lot of effort, and I get to 900 degrees. Not enough. So let's do an exercise, or a couple of them actually. The first thing is the preparation. So have an aim for your meditation. Have an aim. This can take, initially it may take some time to get the process right. But, you know, if I'm going to interact with Baba, I should have something prepared, right? Even if it takes me a couple of seconds to prepare it. And there are a huge field of possibilities. You know, I can experience one of Baba's qualities. I think I meditate on one of his qualities. I can meditate on one of his titles. I can meditate on some relationship. I can meditate on my own titles. So there's a big, big, big field of possibilities. It's not just, I'm a point of light, God's a point of light, No. There's a big field of possibilities in meditation. And write down or think about four or five things which are pertinent to that conversation. The second thing is to become detached. Right? Yeah? Yeah, turn off the lights. Light off, Karu. Yeah. Sorry. Is that better? No? Yeah, the thing is, the projector's terrible, you know, so we can't do anything about that. Yesterday was much clearer. So the first thing is to prepare yourself. Choose one of those areas. Baba's titles, Baba's qualities, relationships, or my own titles. Even in one day's muli, you will get at least 15 things that you could meditate on if you wanted to. Yeah? The second stage is to become detached. And as I said, detachment from three things mainly. Detachment from the body, detachment from the roles, and detachment from your own story. And what's going on, and what's happening next, what happened last week. You know, I'm detached. The third stage is the conversation itself. You start off with a conversation. Even Baba recommends that we do this in Amrit Vela, you know, to start off with a conversation. If you become just a point of light in Amrit Vela, you'll probably sort of, you'll fall asleep. Start off with something active and easy, and then progress from there. So the conversation is about one of those things related to the aim. The conversation around those four or five ideas that you had when you were preparing. Now, I want to experience Baba as my friend. That's my aim in the meditation. So I'm going to talk with Baba. What does it really mean to be your friend? You know, how much do I experience the trust that you have in me? I trust you, but how much do you trust me? Am I trustworthy? You know? Baba never lets me down. Do I let Baba down? So it's a two-way conversation. Yeah? And to feel more than to think, actually. It's more about feeling than thinking. Is it right that, you know, today has been a little bit, you know, I felt a little bit distant, but I felt your presence very close to me at different moments. You know, this is a conversation. So there's closeness in friendship. There's trust in friendship. There's, you know, sharing secrets. You know, Baba's whispering in my ear. Baba's looking after me, you know. So evoke all of these feelings connected with that relationship and have a conversation with Baba about it. Now, in the middle of the conversation, you start to concentrate on one thing. You know, fix your mind on one of the ideas that seems the most important one to you. And what does that point to? What is the original quality connected to that that idea? What is the original quality connected to that idea? And so I become immersed This is the seed stage. You know, I'm not thinking anymore. I'm experiencing. Thoughts were a lot in the beginning, and through the conversation they became less and less, and then they became around one idea, and from that idea I extracted an experience of some original quality or the other. That is what yoga is. That's what yoga is. And it's a connection with Shiv Baba, because from the subtle stage of the conversation in the subtle stage, it's actually Shiv Baba who takes me to the soul world. And, you know, I'm not thinking anymore, I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing what it is to be totally 100% pure, or totally 100% peaceful, even if it's just for a few minutes. That stage transforms us. You know, that is what transformation is. So let's go, let's do one or two. I'm gonna do one with you, everyone doing the same one, and then each of you can choose one. Okay? Ready? Fasten your seat belts. Okay. Now you'll need your headphones on. Headphones. She even wanted to become detached from her headphones. That's okay. So, we're going to use that same one that I was talking about, Baba as the friend. Is that okay? So let's say we have thought about it. Yes, Baba in today's Morley is part of your day, you know, part of your day, and it's been particularly special today because I've really felt very close to Baba. So really, Baba, I want to experience you as a friend. So I'm the soul, you are the supreme soul, but our conversation has to happen in the subtle regions. Yeah? You don't have to see anything. If you do see something, that's okay, but don't try to break your head. You can look at Baba behind me if you want. So, first of all is the detachment, right? Just so that we get it right. Really, I'm the soul, I'm sitting in my body, in the middle of the forehead, you know, I'm looking through my eyes, I'm listening through my ears. I give life to this body. If I were not here, the body would be dead. So I'm the one that gives life to my body and also life to my activities. So all of those things that I do through the body, specifically through the roles, you know, I'm the energy of those roles as well, and the activities. So I can see the difference, I can feel the difference. I'm the soul, not the body. I'm the soul, not the role. The roles are just part of my drama here. Also, I'm detached from this story, you know, what's been going on recently, what I have to do through my roles. I'm detached from that too. I've been in so many different stories in my lives, 84 lives, so many stories. So I'm the soul, very free from that. And automatically I'm in front of Baba, actually, as I become soul conscious. It's as if I'm automatically in front of Baba. And there all of the love and the feeling that I have for that one is there. I'm feeling very close, and Baba's in front of me. Baba's giving drishti. He's my friend. So I start a conversation with him. Wow, Baba, today, you know, in today's Mula, you really gave me such an incredible insight into our friendship. You're the one that really never lets me down. You know, other people maybe, but you don't ever let me down. You are always present with me. If I sometimes forget, but you never forget me. So in front of Baba, I'm having this very deep heart-to-heart conversation. Very sweet. How sweet is this friendship? You're the only one that really understands me, in fact. You know all of my secrets. And even though you know some things that are not so great, you continue to love me so much. So I really feel very close to you. And I feel how much trust you have in me. You never give up hope in me. It's such a great thing to feel how much you have hope in me. But I'd like to really feel this quality more. And I know that to do that, I need to be more constantly pure. So Baba, take me to the incorporeal stage and show me my own original purity. Now here you have to feel that you're a soul in the soul world, and you have to stop your thinking and just go into the depth of the experience of the purity. Okay? I'm not thinking that I'm a pure soul. I am the pure soul. Okay, little by little, let's just come back to the subtle stage. And let's see how much closer we do feel. Baba's again in front of me. I do feel very close. So Baba has helped me to have an experience. Okay, let's come back now to the room. Okay? How you feel? Good? See, Baba once in a Muli said, use me. Use me. I'm available, he says. Use me. And he's the only one that can help us to have an experience. So that's why he says meditation is probably not the best word. He says it's remembrance and relationship. And so Baba, the Supreme Soul, through Avyakta Brahma, is in contact with us, why don't we use his help to have successful meditation? No? Okay, let's now look at these. Choose your own one now. There are so many qualities of Baba. There are so many titles of Baba. I've just put a few there. There are many different relationships. And how many titles that I have. For example, Baba, I'd like to experience what it really means to be a stick for the blind, or what it really means to be a lighthouse. Or Baba, I'd really like to experience how you are my mother. I'd like to experience, you know, how you are the sustainer. What does it mean? What does it mean for me, really, that you are the, you know, the giver of happiness, the remover of sorrow? What does that really mean for me? So let's have a conversation about it, and let's extract an experience from the conversation. You are the ocean of love, but, you know, that my love is the same as your love. Maybe not the same quantity, but definitely the same quality. You know? I'm not the ocean of peace, but my peace, my deep peace, is the same as your peace. Right? He's like that forever, but I can experience what it's like now in the confluence age. You get the idea? So choose your own, okay? Choose the experience that you'd like to have. Can we do it? Write down or think about four or five things that are connected with that, which would be like the agenda of your conversation. Yeah? Then in the middle of the conversation, extract something that seems to be very interesting and let that take you to one of your original qualities. Okay? So I'll give you a few minutes to prepare and then we will start. So, the aim, what you'd like to experience, four or five things that are connected with that, which would be like subjects, the topics of your conversation. And then we work from there. Yeah? Just a word to remind you what the topic will be. Yeah? Even you can get it from the Muli, right? There are so many inspirations in every mola. You can almost in every paragraph you can get something. One of these things. Ready? Have you got a few ideas? Yeah? Got it? Okay. Let's go. First, the detachment, and that should be quite easy. It's not as if I'm leaving here, it's that Baba's attracting me towards him, yeah? So I remember that I'm a soul, I leave those things behind, and I'm in front of Baba. Therefore, I bring up my topic. Baba, I really would like to experience whatever you have the aim to do. So you now have to create your own conversation, right? Go from one of the topics to the other, explore each topic with Baba, together with Baba, yeah? Remember, it's a two-way thing. You are expressing yourself and you're feeling Baba's answers. Once you've explored one topic, go to the other one. Then maybe other topics come up that you didn't think about. Okay, as you're conversing with Baba, one thing calls your attention. What is the main thing that's coming up in your conversation? The main theme. And with which original quality is that connected? Is it love? Is it truth? Is it purity? Is it power? Is it happiness? Which one? Peace? Once that becomes clear, allow Shiv Baba to take you to the incorporeal region where you can experience yourself as the embodiment of that quality. And little by little, stop thinking and start just experiencing. Allow the experience to take over with no thought. Okay, let's come back to the subtle experience. Of course, Baba, you feel how Baba is really so helpful for you to have these experiences, and you feel again closer than you did before. And we come back to the field of action now. So open your eyes more. Keep this experience even with your eyes open. Okay? How are you feeling? Have to practice more. But you discover that meditation is such a big... There are so many things that you can meditate about and extract the experience. Okay? How hot did you get? How hot? Huh? What'd she say? Say to her, what did she say? Huh? Didn't melt. You have to practice more, that's the thing. Have to practice. Melt the gold. Now, we've got a couple of things to do before we finish. But first of all, tell the person next to you what was your main experience in these 3 days. Very quickly. Maybe I won't do that. I'll tell the person next to you your main experience over these 3 days. Anyone like to say anything? Would you like to say something in the group? Yeah, that. Just a minute. You're getting an evaluation form that your translator is going to translate. Not now, just in a minute. But this PowerPoint is available at this link. Look on the screen. You can get this same PowerPoint in PDF format, actually, at this link. But you have to copy it as it is there. Exactly as it is, with the capital letters and small letters as they are. Google. And now the translators, they can help you through your form also. Okay? So I'll leave it in the hands of the translators now, so that in 5 minutes you should finish. We need your forms back. You can write in your own language, of course. I don't know how we're going to do afterwards, but write the answers in your own language. Okay, take the forms, please, and translators, help your people. Everyone has a form? Everyone's got one? Okay. This is very useful for us. So as you come out, you can give the evaluation forms to Liliani. Lydiane is from Brazil, and she's really been very helpful. And we should also thank the translators. Okay. Thank you. Thank Baba. You feeling good? So walk out on the clouds. So on the way out, you can give them to Lidiane from Brazil.